Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. Thanks for joining me today. Our podcast is entitled simply Miracles. Miracles. Turn with me, please, to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 5. The Bible says, "He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Now, the first statement that I want to make today is that miracles should happen. It's my personal belief that God wants to reveal himself to the world through the body of Christ. I believe that mighty signs and wonders and miracles are scriptural and right. I don't believe in some of the nonsense that's being promoted by certain members of the body today, but we should not eliminate true signs and true wonders and true miracles simply because of the wrongdoing of some. I feel that some in the body of Christ have tried to produce supernatural signs and wonders without God's help. I believe that we should have a desire to see miracles happen, but we must plug in to God's miracle-working power before true miracles can be manifested. According to Paul's statement here in the book of Galatians, God's supernatural power is not produced and evidenced because of something that we do. It is evidenced in the lives of those whose faith is properly placed. In the book of Galatians, the major problem surrounds the false doctrine of the Judaizers. These men went to Paul's converts with a doctrine that was not of God. They taught that believers were to be circumcised and were to obey the law of Moses in order to secure and maintain their salvation. Sadly, many in the church in the Galatia area listened to this false teaching. Paul comes along later with a blistering exhortation, being as strong as to declare that the Galatians were acting like idiots. In the first five verses of Galatians chapter 3, Paul asks five pertinent questions which were to serve the purpose of causing the Galatians to consider what had caused God's power to be released into their lives. All five questions required the Galatians to consider and to admit that the power of God had come into their lives through the agency of faith in what Christ had done at Calvary. It was by this faith that Christ had saved them. It was by this faith that the Spirit of God had begun a work in them. Therefore, it made perfect sense that the believer was to be completed by the process in which their Christian experience had begun. Amen. The Bible says, "He that has begun a good work in you shall perform it." How's that going to happen? The same way you got saved, by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ upon the cross. Amen. Faith in what Christ had done for them at Calvary brought continual grace, the effectual working of the Holy Spirit that enabled them to experience the abundant life that Jesus had promised. Now, faith in Christ's finished work brings power for miracles. The fifth question that Paul asked the Galatians was basically this: did these miracles take place because of something you did or because of something you believed? The answer was and is obvious to those who would honestly consider it. The power of God to perform miracles was present because the believers had kept the finished work of Christ as the object of their faith. Today, the modern church acts as though we don't believe this. We claim that miracles happened because of something we did, such as prayer or fasting, or perhaps our consecration or holiness. Beloved, we don't have time today for me to go into an elaborate detail of this problem, but let me suggest this to you. Jesus promised that the works he did, we would do. In fact, he said greater works. He promised that we would do greater works. Let me ask you, how often that you as a believer have been used to experiencing even the equal of that which Christ did in his earthly ministry? If the answer is what I'm assuming that it is, then perhaps the answer to seeing true signs and true wonders and true miracles in the church is to return to simple faith in Christ's finished work. Amen. Christ's finished work, faith in it. Faith, let me say it again. Faith in Christ's finished work brings power for miracles. Do you have need of a miracle in your heart and life today? Look to the cross. Look to Calvary. Look to what Jesus did there and put your complete trust, your complete faith in Him. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this time with the people today. Father God, I ask that you perform the needed miracles in the lives of my friends and partners and listeners right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to keep our faith firmly placed in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. And I ask it all in Jesus' name, giving you the praise and the glory. And everybody would say, amen and amen.